My name is Octavia. I'm 11 years old and a fifth grade student from Winchester Thurston School. These are my reflections on interviewing Hilda Fu. Flexibility is an important key. Hilda Fu taught me that being flexible and open-minded is an important key in life, because life will take unexpected turns that you might not agree with. Her story is a lesson I will never forget. Now I know I should be open-minded even in challenging times. Hilda was very happy in Hong Kong. She was born and raised in Hong Kong. Her full name is Hilda Pang Fu. Pang is her maiden name, but now she uses it as her middle name. She went to an all-girls school, which was common in Hong Kong. Hilda's school was government-subsidized and was also run by Christian missionaries from the Church of England. By going to an all-girls school, Hilda didn't have to think about her looks or boys. In her school, her main focus was studying. Her headmaster encouraged sports, so Hilda played volleyball. Hilda met her husband at a friend's party a year before going to a university. At the time, he was just visiting his home in Hong Kong because he was attending a university in the U.S. Hilda studied hard and got into the University of Hong Kong. Hilda and her husband sent letters to each other every day while he was in America. One of the things Hilda likes about America is that we welcome immigrants. She believes that immigrants are what makes America tedious. In 1974, Hilda came to the United States after graduating from her university in Hong Kong to be with her husband. Before Hilda came to America, she anticipated the country to be all anti-war demonstrations and protests, but didn't really see this because the Vietnam War had just ended. When she and her husband came here, their neighbors invited her to have Thanksgiving dinner. They were deeply touched by this invitation, and they tried to do similar acts of kindness for newcomers that they met. Now Hilda no longer plays volleyball because of shoulder pain, but Hilda stayed flexible. Just because she couldn't play volleyball doesn't mean she had to stop enjoying it. Hilda enjoys Pittsburgh and thinks it's a very down-to-earth place. Hilda taught me that you will face unexpected changes in life that you may not understand, but you will need to find the light at the end of the tunnel and work through it. You may even find a new way to look at the problem. Thank you, Hilda, for coming and giving us a wonderful interview. I hope that future fifth graders have an interviewee just as amazing as Hilda, with such an amazing story as hers.